You will hear part of a lecture about trumpets. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
The trumpet is quite a remarkable instrument. Take the B-flat type, for instance, the kind of trumpet most people use today. If we stretched one out in a straight line, it would measure nearly 140 centimeters in length. What we see in the diagram, then, is a very long brass tube wrapped around itself in order to save space. To produce its characteristic sound, the musician blows continuously into the small metal cup on the left, called the mouthpiece, which is shaped to fit the lips. The air travels along the lead pipe and round the tuning slide, which can be moved in or out to change the instrument's pitch. The air then reaches the feature that distinguishes the trumpet from, for instance, a bugle, the three valves that extend from above the top to below the bottom of the instrument. Each valve can send the airflow one of two ways, either along the main pipe, the shortest route, or else into an extra length of tube, thus lowering the pitch of the sound being played. The musician does this by pressing one of the finger buttons at the top, diverting the air into the first tube if the first is pressed, into the second and shortest by using the second, or into the longest one, the third, by pressing number 3. The air then continues its way round the bend in the lead pipe and along to the end at the widest part of the body, known as the bell, which projects the powerful sound forwards. Incidentally, all this breath forced through the metal of the instrument does, of course, contain water vapor, and this will start to condense and form droplets after a certain amount of playing. The result is a gurgling sound from the trumpet. So to avoid this, there is a device on the tuning slide called the water key, which, when pressed, lets the water drip out.